My daughter can catch wild birds in her hands. She uses an age-old technique, biomimicry. I'll tell you this story on today's Own Your Intuition show, but perhaps more importantly, we explore how we too can emulate the essence of spring for the benefit and growth of our own souls. Nature has been providing the roadmap for billions of years. Let's talk about one way to follow that map into spring.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Woohoo! The Own Your Intuition show's audience is growing. Welcome, if you are just joining us here. Thank you for being a part of this circle. I'd love to give you a shout out, and I will likely do so if you go on your podcast app, star the show, and leave a review. It matters. I think it helps other people to find the show. I'm also interested in your questions. If you've got a burning question about your intuition, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can DM me with it on Instagram at Aimée Cartier, or you can go to my website, aimeecartier.com, and send me an email. If you have the question, then likely other people do too, and you may just find it the subject of a future episode. Do you want to know a very simple intuitive tool that you can use to understand the way forward or what choice to make in any situation? One that requires nothing but your own breath to use. Yay, then. I've got a free download for you. You can find it on the show notes or in the freebies section of my website, aimeecartier.com. Okay, so let's dig in. My daughter has this gift of being able to catch wild birds with her bare hands. She learned how to do this by watching our cats. We have a water fountain in our backyard. It comes from a basin where the water squirts out of this cement mouth of a frog. It cascades down a couple of feet of rocks that my husband and our family have collected and placed in the waterfall over the years. It ends in a barrel sunken into the ground where goldfish live, and a hidden tube feeds the water back up again to the top. The birds love it. They drink from it, bathe in it, perch along its edges. So have, sometimes, my cats, in an effort to gain a bird snack. My daughter watched our cats in their pursuit and decided to try it for herself. Though she didn't know it at the time, this practice is called biomimicry. Biomimicry is the design and production of materials, structures, and systems that are modeled on biological entities and processes. that definition sounds complicated, when in fact it's simple. Observe nature, adopt tactics. Why? Because these tactics work. Adelie, my daughter, learned how to catch birds by adopting the tactics of our cats, who can be successful in this endeavor, much to my sorrow. Like our cat, my daughter gets in a position and sits very still. Slowly, slowly, after the birds have grown accustomed to her, she moves her body closer to them, inch by inch. She puts her hands on the surface where the birds land. When she senses the time is right and the bird is looking the other way, she slowly puts her hand around them and gently cradles them in the basket of her hands. I remember once picking her up from school one day and her teacher telling me, astounded, that Adelie caught a bird today at school. The teacher was equally as startled when I told her that Adelie does this all the time in our yard. Catching of wild birds aside, she's onto something here. Mimicking the systems and processes of nature is wise work. Why not emulate things that already work? Spring is in the air for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. So if you are a student of mine, hello. Lots of my Own Your Intuition and Empath program students, past and present, listen to this show. So consider this your wave from me. Hello. But if you are a student of mine, you have heard me mention aligning with nature's cycles, or you will soon if you haven't yet. I'm going to get into that in a bit here and talk about aligning with spring and what that means. If you just joined us today, you are listening to the Own Your Intuition radio show and podcast, and I am your host, psychic and author, Aimé Cartier. There is nothing that is born of this earth that is not nature, including you. When I think on it, it's curious to me that in recent years, I don't know how many, maybe hundreds, maybe 50, we've forgotten this. With our big brains, humankind seems to have come to the conclusion that there is nature and then there is us. Perhaps it is our inventions that have contributed to this thinking, our light bulbs, for example, that let us eschew the daily rhythms and work far into the night. I don't know exactly why. I suspect it was a lot of little things over time, likely related to the industrialization of our human societies, that helped us slowly see ourselves as something separate from this earth and planet, a creature apart. Maybe it was these inventions like central heating and air conditioning that helped contribute to the thinking that there are the creatures of the earth, and then there is us. There are animals, and then there are humans. This line of reasoning strikes me as funny sometimes, worthy of a chuckle, because I think to myself, how on earth did we ever come to the conclusion that we were separate from nature? How could that separation even be possible? It's so absurd. We literally cannot even live or breathe except for the earth's bounty. We are all born indigenous, as Betty Peralta once said in a talk she gave and in episode 62 of the On Your Intuition show, where we spoke about this and a lot more. And yet, we turn on our lights, we lose track of the moon, and think that, like the machines we invented, we need to be in constant motion, entirely forgetting not only our roots as intertwined with Mother Nature, a part of Mother Nature, but also just completely ignoring the fact that constant motion kills us sooner, quite literally. The stress of this false belief in a false, unsustainable, unrelenting, and unnatural rhythm eats away at our bodies. The way we take and take from the earth without care for replenishing that which feeds, shelters, and nourishes us, body, spirit, and soul, proves that we are out of sync. We've already missed a beat, or many. Don't worry. Nature can help us with this. Probably it's millions of decisions a long time that got us to this point of thinking and acting as though we are separate from the earth and her creatures, thinking that our role is to take and not reciprocate. But the way back is simple. Nature is inherently regenerative, after all. You can see this in action in your body every time you cut yourself or get a bruise or scrape or drink something too hot and it burns all your taste buds on your tongue. Your body heals almost without your awareness of it. The cycles we see outside are similar. For example, trees produce fruit, go dormant, and then start the cycle again. Budding, flowering, then fruit again, then rest again. With a little attention, we can choose to return to a regenerative cycle. It can be done in thousands of ways, each of us as slowly or quickly as we are capable of, returning to an alignment with what we are, nature. It is our home, after all. Literally, inside and out. So, we can tune into nature to understand our optimal rhythms. It's showing us all the time. There is an inherent stability in nature and its rhythms. For example, the other day, my family and I happened to be out in our backyard towards dusk. What happens at dusk and dawn is that the birds begin to sing. Perhaps we've heard a twittering or two during the day, but at dusk and dawn, every day, the birds begin to talk. My son and I were standing there speculating what they were speaking about to each other. I was saying that every day they're telling each other about their day in the evening, saying what happened, sharing the news, what they saw, etc. My son was like, "No, it's the mom saying, 'Time for bed. Did you clean your beak? You don't need another snack before shut-eye. You just ate 3 worms a half an hour ago.'" Who knows? We had fun thinking about it, though. But isn't it amazing that you can depend on the birds to sing to you to mark the transition hours of both dawn and dusk every day? Whether you are aware of them or not, the birds keep the time. So, nature, listening, learning from, and aligning with its cycles as a way to navigate this world is something we study. We spend 1 moon cycle on it inside of my Own Your Intuition program. And if you are wanting to dive into how to do this even more, then it's time for you to enroll in my program. Because on the next new moon, April 8th, we will be diving into intuitive time management and aligning with nature's cycles. The Earth has been around for an estimated 4.5 billion years. Life on Earth is estimated to have started 3.7 billion years ago. Even if these were microscopic organisms at the time, you get my point that the Earth has a long track record here of being able to hold and sustain and care for innumerable life forms. But for today, spring. And again, if you are just tuning in to the Own Your Intuition show, this is Aimée Cartier, psychic and author, and we are talking about aligning with the season that we are currently in the Northern Hemisphere, spring. So in the Northern Hemisphere, we have just passed the spring equinox. we have just entered into nature's very obvious phase of new beginnings. But for the sun, which starts returning in strength in late December, springtime would be the most obvious start for a new calendar year. The earth and its creatures are starting to reawaken from their slumber or dormancy. Where I live, the first flowers have already emerged. The crocuses, the daffodils and hyacinths, the trees are blossoming. Being in Seattle at this time of year is just gorgeous. On every street, there is a tree rife with flowers. It's just so beautiful. We were driving around Seattle recently, admiring all the blooms. I love seeing trees lit with flowers, the vibrant precursor of the leaves and the next cycle of fruit and harvest. We've rested in winter, and if you're currently in the Southern Hemisphere right now, I recommend you listen to episode number 52 of the Own Your Intuition show, in which I talk about aligning with winter. It's the rest and the slowness of winter that nurtures the energy to step forth and blossom in spring. The vibrancy that we see everywhere around us right now. Spring is also very erratic and volatile. Have you ever noticed that? It's like sunny, and then a minute later it's hailing, and then raining, and then back to sun again in a very short period of time. It's also very push and rest. We know that a seedling doesn't sprout and break the surface in one day. We know the growing in the dark is hard work. It's a progress that goes bit by bit. That's what we see reflected as the optimal way in nature. It's not all at once. So don't expect that of yourself either. I saw this meme the other day. I think it was said by a man named Corey Allen. It said, "Everything changed when I figured out that big moves only come from lots of small moves. The tension of wanting things to happen overnight fell away. It took the pressure off and let me focus on putting in the daily effort that requires real growth." That's just like spring. So, you may not get to the finish line right away, but how do we make the most of this season of new beginnings? Try something new. Right now is a good time to brainstorm, to try new things, to plan, to plant. And we'll dive into some of the ways that you can align with your plant guides and also make sacred this season in an upcoming episode. So, take a class you wanted to take. Let's do some brainstorming together. What are some things you've wanted to try? Try them. Who cares if you do it only once? Maybe you'll find that you love it. Maybe you'll find you don't. Who cares? It could hail the next minute and be back to sun now. Not every idea blooms to full fruition. Even through the erratic nature of spring, the flowers of summer will still come. So use the erratic energy of spring to recognize and explore your own growth. What are the things that are calling you or are interesting you right now? What dormant pieces are awakening in your interests? What are you called toward? Again and again lately, both my friends and my students have been reflecting that what I actually offer people through my work and programs is self-trust. I always feel like, yes, I teach the tools to use, and these are vital to knowing how to access your wise self or the answers, etc. But what I really do is just show people how their inner wisdom already exists and how to hear it when you need it. It's like I uncover the little seedling that's already poked through the ground. That is them and their relationship to their inner knowing. It's already growing. I didn't do that. It's innate to all of us. I just point them back to it again and again. I had a friend say to me the other day, "You know, you are different from most people. When I experience you, I feel like you are connected to the center of the earth and the cosmos up above." And I was like, I love that because it's literally a meditation that I do every day. And this depth of connection is one that I teach my students how to do too, how to be so grounded on this planet that supports us and so connected to your highest self and the wisdom of the cosmos at the same time. But she went on to talk about how the essence of that, the essence of what others experience with me, and this has been said to me multiple times in the last couple of months. So the essence is this trust in self that is my vibe. And I'm like, yes, this is what happens when you listen to your inner knowing. It happens to everyone. My students finish my program with a trust in self and tools that maybe was only fledgling when they started. It may seem like a divergent topic, what I just said, but it's really not, because the point I am trying to make here is that you have the map of your soul inside. Every one of us does. Your soul knows what it is here for, drawn to, what it likes or has interest in, even if you feel like you've forgotten right now. So, in this season of exploration and new beginnings, pay attention to the little whispers. The little whispers point you toward the important things. So, this spring, this time of emergence, of new beginnings, this time of the quickening of the soil, of the laying the growth that results in bloom, what do you feel like doing? What is calling you right now? What goals do you have for your life? What is something you've always wanted to do but haven't? Either you haven't experienced it yet or you haven't accomplished it yet. Try it out or make a plan. Break it down into steps and begin to execute that plan. Remember, small steps make big growth. The acorn doesn't become a tree in a day. And once it has become a tree, it has rhythmic cycles that can guide us. So, as you explore, be aware. You'll know if this is a lifelong dream or something to be followed to completion, or just a one-off wild idea that only half-heartedly blooms, but also leads to new experiences and personal growth. Let spring be a time of fresh starts and new beginnings for your soul. It's what nature has been showing you, all of us, to do for about 4.5 billion years. Okay, so coming up soon on the Own Your Intuition show, we are going to talk about plant spirit guides, taking advantage of spring to plant some seeds and create some sacred space for yourself inside and outside. I'm going to give you some, hopefully, inspiration for that. And ideas. So we're really going to swim in the essence of this season over the next few weeks. I look forward to talking to you then. Is it time for you to step into something new? How would it feel if whenever you had a conundrum, you had a plan and tools that work to get you the information of your soul? How would it feel to move through your life knowing that you had your back, that you had tools and techniques to access your wise knowing and divine support in any situation? I've had students tell me that what they learned from me saved their lives. I've had students who've used the techniques that I taught to get answers to major conundrums like healing chronic pain. Both of those stories you can actually listen to in episode 29 and 30 of the Own Your Intuition show. I've had students who've used these tools to make major life changes, to move gracefully and successfully through big things like cancer diagnosis and treatments, or moving across the country, or divorce, or just plain discovering themselves and their life purpose. How would it feel to walk with that empowered stance? Why wait? These tools will last you for life. Come along with us. Head over to aimeecartier.com/ownyourintuition to find out how to jump into my Own Your Intuition program right now. You're invited. I'd love to see you there. This is Aimee Cartier. Thanks for listening. I hope this episode put a spring in your step. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.